Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Do you struggle to get a taxi in your local area? 23 counties across the country have seen a decline in taxi numbers, according to figures from the NTA. And this is despite the fact that the populations of those particular catchments have actually increased. So it's obviously causing a fairly significant strain on the local economies, but particularly devastating for many rural parts of the country. 087 1400 106, that's the WhatsApp number. William is with me on the line today. William, good afternoon. Do you struggle?
Hi,
how are you? How are things, William?
How are you getting on? How are things, Andrea? Yeah, I work in Dublin. I'm up and down the country to carry a lot, you know.
Yeah.
And at the moment, I think there's an oversupply of taxis in Dublin most of the time. Maybe not all the time. The last hour at night when it's really busy. Most of the time, there seems to be too many taxis around at the moment. I came on my free now app there a few minutes ago, and I can get a taxi like in 2 minutes here in Stillaughlin. I'm living in Stillaughlin here at the moment, and I'd nobody getting a taxi. And down in Tralee, I got the train back there from I was down in Tralee in the weekend, and like there was 10 taxis outside the station just sitting there empty, you know. So. Maybe at particular times it's hard to get a taxi, but more times it's not. Now, I was in San Francisco at Christmas or New Year's Eve at Christmas, and I got an Uber, you know, the Uber, regular Uber,
yeah.
You know, those ones. Yeah, but it cost me €30 to go to my destination, and then they have what they call Uber Surge, and it cost me €120 to get back 4 hours later, because they have a surge price for a certain time. So maybe if a surge price comes in at all times, it might get more taxis out like they do in other countries, you know. But it'll cost the customer a lot more money if that comes in, you know.
Yeah, I know.
So
you're
another problem.
Go ahead, William.
So another problem with Dublin is I was at the rank there on was it Wednesday night last week, and I was just talking to some of the drivers, and the driver behind me was up from Naas. He's living in Naas, and he's a PSP license for Naas. And the guy in front of me was from Dundalk, so they're coming into Dublin working because there's no work in Dundalk and there's no work in Naas. They said.
Well,
so
according
so
to these...
I think the culture has changed and people are not drinking as much and all that. You know, it seems to be a lot to do with everything, you know.
Well, I know myself anecdotally from, you know, at home, there's often a struggle to get taxis on a Monday and a Tuesday in particular, and nobody blames the taxi drivers for needing to take a day or two off like the rest of us. So often you can get, you know, taxis are accessible Wednesday to Sunday. There's often difficulties trying to get them in on a Monday and Tuesday. I see these NTA figures today tell us about the decreases in Monaghan, down 28%, 24% in Wexford, Longford, Offaly and in Kildare, all reporting reduced numbers of available taxis.
Yeah, I suppose the insurance is another factor. Insurance is very expensive to get into. The price of cars are expensive. Even regular cars are very expensive to buy now. You know, even older cars, like 10-year-old cars are like 10 or 15,000. Which is very expensive to get into the business compared to other countries like England, where you can buy a car for 2,000 or 3,000. And the WAVs, I suppose, you can get the WAVs are reasonable enough to get into. There's a grand tour of the WAVs, but people don't seem to be getting into it. Maybe they need a recruitment drive down the country to let people know that that there's plenty of work, that there is plenty of work. I'm not sure, you know.
Well, we want to hear from listeners today in all parts of the country, particularly though those 23 counties that have all reported a drop in available taxis. It's 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. Owen is on the line as well, William. Owen, how difficult is it to get a taxi in your area?
Hi, Andrea. Thanks for having me on. Yeah. I suppose, generally speaking, like I'm based just outside of Ennis here in a small village in Croghan. Trying to get a taxi out here is next near impossible, to be honest with you. If you don't drive, like, best of luck.
Yeah.
You know, if you go into the town in Ennis, you'll get a taxi handily enough, ish. And I say ish because you need to go to the available ranks. The only one or two I'm aware of are up by the train station in the town. And the apps, it can be difficult enough because an awful lot of drivers just don't want to use the apps. Because of the surcharges and kind of leading in, I suppose, to that surge pricing as well. It can be very expensive. Like for me to get from the town out to home whenever I do get a taxi, it's north of €30, nearly €40.
If you can get one in the first place.
If you can get one. And I mean, if you're on a night out, just for example, if you're going for a meal or if you're going for a few drinks, what have you, I mean, you're talking €80 for return. Like, that's what you'd normally spend on the night out sometimes, if not more, to be fair. You know, it's restrictively priced, to be fair, at this stage. And trying to get one now is next near impossible. We're lucky enough, I suppose, in that we do have a taxi driver that does live locally in the village. And, you know, you can kind of text into a group and see if he's available. But like, you can't depend on that either, you know. And then you look at the public transport links are not exactly the most reliable, mm-hmm. Especially within a village. So if you don't drive yourself, you know, you're really stuck.
They often, a lot of the, I mean, the Rural Link bus is an absolutely superb service. But one of the big complaints I hear about it, it often wraps up at 10 or 11 o'clock.
I mean, I'll be honest, anybody living in rural parts of the country, be it Clare, Kerry, even rural parts of Galway, what have you, like, people want to be able to go and live their life. And life isn't 9 to 5 Monday to Friday, right? Even 6, 7 o'clock, whatever. If people want to go and be able to have a meal, if people want to be able to go and have a few drinks, watch a match, whatever it is, we need more dependable, more reliable services within those areas. We can't just all say, oh yeah, Dublin has a fantastic public service, be it taxis, buses, trains, all the rest of it. There is the rest of the country to look at too, and to try and make sure that people are connected.
I presume this probably impacts how frequently you can socialise then, Owen.
Yeah, 100% it does.
Yeah.
Anywhere we go, we've to try and take the car most of the time, pack the car up. The last time we went out, I'll be honest with you, we drove into the town, left the car there overnight, got the taxi back, and then my missus drove in to collect the car the next day to allow me to drive home.
Yeah.
You know, like, and then you have that fear of, I hope the car is all right sitting there all night.
Yeah. You have to take all of that into account with it as well. This texter says they live in a rural part of Monaghan. Myself and my wife, like many others, enjoy a night out most weekends. The problem, though, there's no taxis. My question is, why can't Uber operate in rural Ireland? It seems that Uber has been outlawed to protect the taxi industry, but there's no taxis to protect our county because they don't exist. We need an Uber. So if a person has a car and they want to earn some money, they can just switch on their app and go and pick up some customers. I know people have a lot of difficulties with that, though. What about you, Louise? Do you find it easy to get a taxi in your area?
Yeah, hi, Andrea. No, it's not easy at all. You're talking about west of the Shannon now, so, and I've experienced it in a few counties west of the Shannon, and it's very difficult. And I just want to make the point, there's lots of talk about ranks, and you meet your taxi at ranks, or, you know, you make that phone call. And which brings me to the point of ride-hailing services, you know, which seem to be very popular. I know probably in bigger cities, you know, in Europe and in the States as well. When you think of taxis, I just think of New York, you know. I know we're not New York. But and on top of Uber there as well. Mm. So I believe Uber, though, are very highly restricted here, and they operate solely as an app
to hail the official taxi, really, it's the same, local
taxis.
Yeah,
you know, now that could be all down to security. Do you know? And I understand.
Yeah, and people have concerns around that. You know how it works in other countries,
and they're coming from with that.
So does it mean you can socialise? Can you? How frequently would you need to call a taxi, Louise?
I would. Yeah, I mean, it's just the local hotel here to me now, where we had a gathering recently, and yeah, it was. €40 for a taxi there and back, and it's literally 5 minutes up the road. But I wanted to have a couple of drinks.
That's the price of it.
Yeah. That's the price of it.
And you probably I think they had to book it in advance, did you?
Long distance. Pardon?
Did you have to book it well in advance to even be guaranteed?
Oh, I did. Yeah, I had to make a couple of phone calls actually to actually get a taxi. And that was just an ordinary, okay, fair enough, it was a bank holiday, but it was a Sunday, do you know? And I just wanted to relax and have a couple of drinks. So yeah, that's what it cost. And it's literally 5 minute drive up the road.
We'd love to talk to a taxi driver operating in a rural part of the country as well. We'd love to hear your views on this, because I'm sure there's a lot of pressure, you know, on the taxi operators that are working in more regional parts. It's 1800 453 106 is the number. Stay with us, Louise. Dee is on the line as well. Dee, you're based in Kerry.
Hi, Andrea. Rural, small town Kerry, I mean, there just are no taxis, basically. Like, you wouldn't, like the last caller said, you'd be lucky if you can book something, maybe a Hackney or something beforehand, but they're all very busy. I mean, we need Uber. It's because I think it's gotten worse actually since the pandemic, post-pandemic, that there just aren't. And the one or two that were kind of available don't do kind of late night anymore if it's after 12. So it's, we just don't kind of go really anymore because you can't get home.
You can't get home. And I'm sure even for, you know, tourists coming to the locality as well, if they're dependent or planning to go there's an impact there.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Because we have students now sometimes and, you know, older, like volunteers and stuff. That would be, you know, working here and around, and they couldn't get to Tralee and back. Mm. You'd be talking 70 or 80 euro. So, like, it's just not financially viable for most people.
Significant
cost.
We need something
like, we need an app that you can, I mean, it's not rocket science, surely. Mm. Like,
but non-existent where you are, basically, is what you're saying.
Oh, pretty much. Yeah. And you'd have to book it probably a week at least. Well, a good couple of days in advance anyway. And even then, sometimes they just don't, they're not interested in doing a run after 12.
Listeners got in touch to tell me that there's parts of Knocknacara and Galway with no bus service after 9 p.m. on a Saturday night. It's less than 5 kilometres from Galway City. Like, your taxi then is 25 euro plus on top of that, if you can even manage to get one. Speaking of taxi drivers, Brian is with us on the line. Brian, you're a rural taxi driver in Roscommon.
Hi, Andrew.
How are you doing? Thanks for getting in touch with us, Brian, because I'm interested to chat to somebody who's in the business. How many colleagues do you have in the town you're working in?
Well, about 5.
Okay, so that's for Roscommon town, is it?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm outside Roscommon town, in around Boyle.
How much? I'm sure you're under a lot of pressure, Brian. Are you?
Well, the pressure at the moment, Andrew, is to change the car because they wouldn't relicense it. That's possibly some of the problems that why the taxi industry is dwindling, because we have a 9-year rule and no assistance to change the car. So guys just don't have the money to buy a new car or a newer car.
So every 9 years, you need a
new car. We have to change the car, and we have to buy a car within 3-year age.
Sorry, you have to buy a car within 3...
That has 3 years on it.
Sorry, apologies, yeah, okay.
You know, because they won't allow us just change for a year. We have to buy a relatively new car. Yeah. And the expense of that, as everyone knows, is just extreme. I've just changed mine, and I've been off the road for the last 3 months. You know, I just got it back today.
Right.
The license.
Yeah. So
there's an awful lot of financial pressure on the taxi industry.
Yeah. Is it a viable business, Brian?
When you're licensed, yeah.
But if you're not,
if you have to change your car every 9 years, no.
And what would be a more, because I know then listeners will say, well, I mean, if I'm paying, I want to be driven, you know, in a safe car. And
yeah, but the public don't understand that we're paying as taxpayers for a public transport system. We get nothing from the government as in the taxi industry. And people always blame us that they can't get a taxi. Mm-hmm. Why aren't they saying, I can't get a train, I can't get a Lewis, I can't get a bus after 9 o'clock? They're paying for it already in their taxes.
It's not the taxi industry's fault
that people can't get home at night.
And there's probably, I'm only just trying to think of my own locality at home in Donegal, there's probably then very few, Brian, you know, that are actually getting into the industry, like that when yourself and others maybe quit or retire in your time to come, that there's probably very few then looking to do it after you.
Well, there again, it's another financial block, because to get into the industry, you have to get the PSV licence. Then you have to go and buy a car that's under 2 years of age. Then your first insurance is 10 grand. You know, like, where's the viability in it?
How much is the licence, Brian, do you mind me asking?
I can't remember. I bought it years ago. I think it was 10 grand or 5 grand or something.
So it's 20 grand to start up before you buy the car that can't be more than 2 years old.
Yeah. And it could be even more, depending on what you buy.
And if there was some government support, or if there was some grant aid, you know, we talked about the EV grant that's been announced for buying new cars. Like, if there was something.
There's a lottery. I tried to get an 8-seater. And, one of these electric or whatever 8-seaters, they were given grants. But wheelchair accessible, sorry.
Mm.
And it went into a lottery. And 3 days later, I'm told, no, you weren't successful. and then they just close it. You know, it's ridiculous.
And if there was some sort of support, do you think that would genuinely attract more into the industry?
But yes, it's bring the cost down.
Yeah.
You know, like, you know, if you buy an electric car, there's a 40 grand grant, I think, for the electric
car. For the taxi,
yeah. You know, but even so, the electric cars are 60 and 70 grand. So you still have to come up with 30.
And then you have to have a car, obviously, that's, you know, that's wheelchair accessible as well.
Yeah. Mm. You know, it's just the public just don't seem to realise it's not us that is the problem. It's the government. When all our licences and everything were run by the local authorities, it was reasonable in price. Now it's run by a private company, the NTA, and I've just given them 545 quid to get my licence renewed because I didn't do it for the 3 months because I had to get another car.
And every year do you have to renew that licence?
Yeah.
And there's obviously...
There's a cost. At 150 quid. Right. Plus another... Oh, sorry. No, not... It's 120, no, yeah, it is 150.
Every year.
And then you also... Yeah, and then you also have to go through an SGF, an NCT, every year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just ridiculous.
This is the cost of it. So when people like Paul get in touch here to say, we're a B&B in Wexford, we can't get a taxi for our guests in the evening. Another listener, I'm in Bandon in Cork, you can't get a taxi after 7 in the evening. I'm sure you're pretty disgruntled when you hear language like that.
Yeah,
Brent.
Well, why doesn't Paul in his guest house, wherever he is, go and do the knowledge test, buy a taxi himself and transport his customers around? You know, it's not our fault that he can't get a taxi.
The cost of becoming a taxi, running the taxi is too high, you say?
Yeah.
That's
the issue. Now we've got the petrol and diesel going through the roof again.
So you're not surprised then that there's so many drivers bowing out, Brian?
No, because the drivers just can't afford it anymore.
Yeah.
And they're getting to 65, 66, 67 and saying to themselves, I don't need this hassle.
And do you have much hassle? Do you have much hassle at night?
I don't do nights because I gave it up. I just don't have the patience for it anymore. You know, waiting on people that order a car at 1 o'clock and they fall out at 1:30.
Mm.
And then they're annoyed that there's 20 quid on the meter.
This is what you're up against.
Yeah. And then they start rowing over the price. So you have to pull into a Garda station if they're open. And down the country, you can't even find a Garda station that's open.
That's another problem.
24/7.
Well, stay with me, Brian, for a moment, if you can. Stay with me there for a minute, because Paul is with us as well. Paul, you've been listening to Brian and the other callers, and you got in touch because you want to highlight, is it the insurance issues with Uber? Is that correct?
Yeah, it's one of the problems. Well, it's not a problem for me because I'm a taxi driver, but one of the problems with people trying to get on board with Uber is it wouldn't be allowed in, the insurance company wouldn't cover, because private insurance for a car doesn't allow for hire or reward. Now, if you were to start doing an Uber, you'd have to get a hire or reward insurance, which would cost 8,000, 9,000, 10,000 for the first time. And it just wouldn't be viable for a person to go part-time and pay that type of insurance.
But you're taxi driving in Dublin.
I'm in Dublin, yeah.
But you can hear listening to Brian, you know, why he's annoyed about it. I mean, people are sort of, you know, there's nearly a view that Brian is offering some kind of operating, I should say, some sort of community service. Like, he's a private business.
Of course, you're a private business. Of course, you're working, you're a private business. And it takes an awful lot to get into it.
Mm.
And an awful lot to keep a service. Like, you have service, your car has to be up to date, your car has to be serviced, has to be checked every year. There's a lot more to it than just a normal car, you know, and people don't realise this, you know.
A lot of money involved, I mean, by the sounds of what the figures Brian's crunching here today for us in the show. What about you, Nikki? What's your experience trying to get taxis?
Well, like, I live in Dublin, so I would say, I would argue that there's actually too many taxis in Dublin. I really do feel for people who live rurally, because I think that that's where the pressure point is. I mean, if you go up to somewhere like the Square any day of the week, you'll see a parade of taxis just sitting there waiting all day, and the taxis and standing around chin-wagging with one another because they've got no business. And if you do have these lads coming up from Dundalk and various different other places, that's a real problem, because now that taxi is not in that area anymore. But also, I hear a lot of stories about violence, robberies, and the pressure that's put on taxi drivers as well, which is very, you know, they do a very hard job going around and driving around people who are DI drunk in the back of the car and then running off and not paying their fares with no, they're not like those London cabs where you have the, like, you know, toughened glass in between you and the driver. So yeah, I'm not surprised taxi drivers are leaving the market, but at the same time, if we have such an overabundance of them in Dublin and they aren't anywhere else, maybe something needs to be done about that.
About that.
Shouldn't be allowed. Yeah. You know, maybe they shouldn't be allowed if they're registered in Dundalk and operate a taxi in Dublin.
How big of a problem is that, Paul? Is Paul still with us? Have we got Paul?
How you doing? Yep. Which part are you talking about?
About taxi drivers from other counties coming up to Dublin, you know, midweek during the day to get fares.
It's not sure. I don't see it much during the day midweek, but what I do see it at the weekends, there's an absolute overflow of taxis in the city. Absolute overflow. And they can't be just all Dublin taxis. They're coming from everywhere. And I know there's signs on the roof that say D's and things like that, but they can be easily fixed. You know what I mean? And it's a complete overflow. And it's only a couple of hours on a Friday and Saturday night where it's not that it's difficult to get a taxi. It's just that if you had a million taxis on the road, you wouldn't be able to do it for those 2 hours. Because once a taxi goes off and goes out, he has to come back.
Yeah.
And they're all going off. They'll come back. And it's only that couple of hours. But the rest of the week, it's just quiet.
It's a concentrated period of time. I suppose, Brian, just in a final point to you, as the taxi driver from a local area talking to us today, you're not offering a community shuttle service. And
no,
people need to be aware of that.
And I'm not a charity. You know, like, if they've got a complaint, take it up with their local authorities, councillors, and bus errand, train, even road errand, and all the rest. They are being paid by us to give us the service. And they're not giving it.
Well,
you know, like, it's not the taxi industry's job to bring every single man, woman, and child in the country home when they go out at night. You know, it's just not possible. If we had a million taxis on the road, you still wouldn't be able to get one.
Yeah.
Because they're all busy at the same time.
Brian, just to cut across you for a moment. If you want to share your own experience with us, you can email us lunchtimelive@newstalk.com. We'll have to leave it there for today. Brian in Roscommon, thanks a million for getting in touch. Paul in Dublin there as well. And Nikki, Dee, Louise, Owen and William, thanks a million for sharing your thoughts with us.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.